are you reading?
Can you see?
Just checking you can hear me.
Yes.
So it's slightly awkward because I'm going to twist around, and we did jump around slightly, so this list is possibly not in the most logical order, but in terms of our national priorities in the forest sector regarding climate change mitigation and adaptation, we, our group, put together the following that were important for each member. Firstly, planting targets, increasing forest woodland cover and trees outside forests are important. The promotion of wood and the use of wood in construction and other products that lock up carbon for long periods of time is also important. In terms of, the promotion of sustainable forest management as an overarching framework for these activities and producing the wood we need for the future. We touched on silvicultural systems, continuous cover, sort of changing from perhaps felling and restocking to some more selective forms of harvesting timber, the use of alternate species, for example, in the UK, where we have a lot of non-native species in productive forestry, also looking to increase diversity in silviculture, so looking at species diversity, age diversity, and genetic diversity. Supporting local communities was important, and initiatives to do that, and also involve the public in decision making and participation in decisions around forests and climate change. In the case of Ukraine, we touched on the massive reduction and impact on forest cover and plans for the future to regenerate forests and woodlands, and how difficult that will be. Peatlands came up. Some of the countries have peatland management policies and restoration programs, in fact. And we also touched on the need to protect forest biodiversity and also ensure that biodiversity itself is able to adapt to changing patterns of woodland cover and creating corridors and that sort of thing. And in terms of policies and tools to support these priorities, quite a big list here. Standards and guidance were important on sustainable forest management and specific guidance on adapting and to climate change. We also mentioned legislation, legal acts and regulation, and provision of funding from government to further these priorities in terms of grants and things. I can't remember what targets was. Establishing targets and building these into forest strategies and action plans, increasing the protection for forest. Again, specific funding mechanisms, funded programs and subsidies for planting. A very specific one from Sweden was about re-wetting and actually a whole program to re-wet forest lands in Sweden. Research and innovation, really important. New funding for specific nature-based sort of programs aimed at climate and mitigation and adaptation. Some of us had created decision support tools. For example, in the UK, there's WinRisk and others on species selection. Programs on water retention, environmental funds for nature and adaptation. And finally, we touched on forest reproductive materials and genetic conservation as being important. Finally, on question three, we had quite a good discussion on how the outcomes of our discussions over the past few days might be taken forward. We like the idea of bringing northern forests more to the sort of centre or being included in climate discussions at a global level. So we wondered about working with the UNFF, the Forum on Forests, which we know has a pavilion at either the next COP or the one after, in terms of how could we work together with UNECE to create a display or have a side event or something like this, somebody speaking on northern forests, given its, or an exhibition, given its huge importance. I may be doing that in a sort of coordinating way with country case studies, what individual countries in the UNECE region are doing. Further than that, just again, outside of the COPs, helping to coordinate case studies, knowledge sharing, perhaps the members contributing to the integrated program of work and the priority table that we discussed yesterday, filling that in, making sure that it's easy for the sort of priorities and synergies to emerge. Promotion of social media and demos of data exchange and other areas where we can collaborate and share knowledge. Thank you.